You know what we need to do.
Yeah, I do.
What do we need to do?
You know what we need to do, Art.
It's Thursday.
Well, I'm ready for it. How did we do last week, by the way?
Well, you'll find out. You're going to find out.
That's, that's all part of the process of what happens when we do what we need to do. It is 8:45 on WSGW.
It's now time for some of the most comical and indigestible 2-plus minutes in news sports talk radio across this great land. That's right. It's time for another installment of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW. After back-to-back perfect weeks, my confidence was riding so high, it bordered on hubris. I confidently shared my thoughts and picks on all four NFL playoff games with you last week, assuring you I'd go a perfect 4-0. Well, how did I do? Let's go to the tape.
Give me Tennessee over Cincinnati 29-21.
52 yarder sweeps the leg. McPherson, he's got it. Cincinnati wins.
Give me Green Bay over San Fran 23-20.
Kick was down the middle and good. 49ers win it.
That's right, an upset special. Give me Los Angeles over Tampa Bay 28-24.
30 yards to win the game. Matt Gaten boots it through. And the Rams, by the hair of their skinny teeth team.
Oh, another upset special. Give me the Bills over Kansas City 33-28.
Looking to the end zone for the win. He caught it. Ball game. Chiefs to the championship game.
Behind the back, it gets through Buckner.
The bar is high.
I feel like Steph Curry when he misses a three-pointer, or when Steven Spielberg released the forgettable 1941, or when Ohio State loses to Michigan. I mean, I don't know how to handle this kind of imperfection. I mean, what can I say? But hey, in my defense, every game last week came down to the final play. It's not like the teams I selected got blown out, but I know close only counts in horseshoes. And hey, despite what happened last week, my record this season sits at 46-25. Not bad. We are approaching Championship Sunday, and I need to redeem myself with a perfect 2-0 record, and I believe these games are pretty easy to pick. Don't believe me? Hey, just listen to them. Here are this week's picks, the Championship Sunday edition. The upstart Cincinnati Bengals take on the defending AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC title game on Sunday at 3 p.m. Oh, and by the way, you can hear complete Championship Sunday coverage on 790 News Radio WSGW. Now, the Chiefs are hosting the conference championship game for a record fourth straight time. They probably shouldn't be here had the Bills played a little bit of defense, but give credit to Patrick Mahomes. He just knows how to win once the weather gets cold. Now, expect a high-scoring game. Not shocking there, of course. But while everybody thinks that Mahomes and the Chiefs are unstoppable, I'm not sold. And let me remind you, the Bengals are 2-0 in AFC title games. That's right, they are undefeated. They'll make it 3-0. Oh yeah, an upset special, everybody. Give me Cincinnati over Kansas City 38-31. The San Francisco 49ers have another upset on their mind and a chance to get back to the bowl. That is super. When they visit the LA Rams on Sunday at 6:30. Now, the 49ers are my kind of team. They play physical. They play good, sound defense. The offense isn't the greatest show on turf, but when they need a big play, they seem to always get it. And not only have they pulled off two straight upsets in the playoffs, they beat the Rams in the final week of the year to get into the postseason. However, if the Niners advance and win this whole thing, they will tie the proud Pittsburgh Steelers with six championships. We can't let that happen, everybody. So, let's go Matthew Stafford and the Rams. Give me the Rams over the 49ers 27-20. So I've got Cincinnati over Kansas City and the Rams over the 49ers. And that is the conference championship edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm feeling confident about those. The team I used to call the Bungles, but I think they might actually have a very good shot here at pulling off the upset and getting to the Super Bowl.
I know. I think they have a good shot, but I don't think Mahomes is going to let that happen.
So I know that's the game that Art was going to disagree with.
Yes. Oh yeah.
You knew it. That's it. Yep. You got it.
You know it. But
I get Matthew Stafford into the Super Bowl as well.
There's that.
That I want to see. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
That's when it seems that we all are vicariously living our Lions Super Bowl experience through former quarterback Matthew Stafford. And you know, on your picks from last week, I mean, you're so right. I mean, any of those games, as we talked about on Monday, four games, the last minute, the last play.
Last play. Yeah.
I mean, could have gone either way.
Or overtime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So that was one of the I should have brought in the numbers, but I think I saw that last weekend's playoff games. Those were I think the best weekend for the NFL in years. In terms
of viewership.
Their ratings.
They've been up on this season.
Yeah,
and just goes to show, as sometimes as a maligned kicker can be, the value of a person that can put the ball through the uprights and what it can mean.
Yep,
right.
Especially in some of the weather conditions too. Yeah. That amazed me.
Right,
Green Bay was miserable.
I mean, how do you kick a ball like that?
I know. That was one of the things the Lions had right all those years. They had Jason Hansen. They had the kicker.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They just didn't have the team. But
it was the other 10 people. That was
the problem. Right. Yeah.